Track 9. Welcome to another session from the Sports Desk. This is Brian Gall with the latest news. Rugby and soccer, both local and national, take centre stage in this week's report, and beginning with our local teams, Glass Boys, that's Stourbridge Football Club, began this week sitting proudly joint top of the Evo Stick South League Central Division. They and joint leaders Kettering Town had split away from the following clubs with a six-point gap. Stourbridge have played two matches in the last 7 days, have scored 7 goals and conceded not a single one. They began last Tuesday with a short trip to play Redditch, one of this season's strugglers in the league, and came home with a 4-0 victory. Manager Gary Hackett described this as his team's best performance of the season so far. 2-0 ahead at half-time, Glass Boys were always in charge, with 2 goals, one from the penalty spot by Greg Mills, while Callum Powell and Luke Benbow added the others. Back at the Memorial Ground on Saturday, where Hitchin were the visitors, the home defence were again solid as a rock, while their attackers added 3 more goals in a clinical victory. A single goal now separated Stourbridge Football Club from the leadership of the Central Division table. They had a goal difference of plus 18, where the leaders' difference was plus 19. All this was but a prelude to last night's, that's Tuesday night this week, match against the leaders, Kettering away from home, and unfortunately that excellent run of results ran into the buffers. No details available yet, but Glass Boys crashed to a 4-2 defeat, meaning Kettering have opened up a 3-point lead at the top of the league over our local heroes. But the season still has a very long way to go. Stourbridge Rugby would like a little bit of the consistency and application shown by their soccer-playing neighbours. Well, they are consistent after a fashion, having lost their last 3 league matches, culminating in Saturday's 15-10 defeat at Huddersfield, but application appears in short supply. It's quite difficult to understand why. Stourbridge possess some quite good players at their level. They have a powerful pack of forwards and speedy backs, but they seem unable to deploy these resources effectively. At Huddersfield on Saturday, they must have enjoyed 60% to 70% possession of the territory and the ball, but they did little with it, in contrast to the home side, who only invaded Stourbridge's 22 about 3 times in the match, yet scored 2 tries. The scoreline was close at the finish, but it had stood at 15-0 to Huddersfield until the last 10 minutes, by which time it was too late for the visitors to achieve much. Disappointing, and now Stourbridge are probably looking at the teams below them in the league in some trepidation rather than at those above with ambition. However, much attention to rugby on Saturday must have involved the home nation's international sides, with England coming to life after a disappointing first half to overcome Japan by 35 points to 15 at Twickenham, Wales enjoying a field day in Cardiff when they scored 72 points against a hapless Fiji, and Scotland battling valiantly but losing in the end by 26 points to 20 versus South Africa at Murrayfield. The big news of the day was, of course, Ireland's 15-9 victory against the All Blacks in Dublin. Thoroughly deserved this was, the better team won, and for once none of the Blacks' stretching of the rules carried any weight with the referee, the touch judges or even the television match official. Soccer too witnessed a feast of international matches over the weekend in the Nations League, a new tournament for European national teams graded into 4 groups, with the top sides, the likes of England and France, Spain and Germany in Group A, reaching all the way down to the minnows in Group D. England gained some measure of revenge for their World Cup semi-final defeat last July when they beat Croatia 2-1 at Wembley on Sunday and have won their group, which consisted of only 3 teams, themselves, Croatia and Spain. The winners of each group will go on to a knockout competition next summer. After losing on Sunday, Croatia, this year's World Cup finalists, finished bottom of England's group and will be relegated to the Group B level next time, as will Germany, usually one of the strongest soccer nations. Of the other home nations, Northern Ireland and Wales were graded at the Group B level before this tournament started, but Northern Ireland lost all their 4 matches and will drop down to Group C next time. Wales have finished second in their group of 3 teams and will remain at that level next time. Scotland will join them in Group B for the next tournament, having just managed to finish top of their group. It ended on Tuesday evening at Hampden Park when they made life difficult for themselves, but held on in the end to beat Israel by 3-2. By winning their group, they've also earned themselves a playoff place for qualification in the next European Championships. The World Tennis Tournament at the O2 Arena came to a conclusion on Sunday with a new name crowned as the winner. Germany's Alexander Zverev took the title after a straight sets win in the final versus Djokovic, having previously knocked out Roger Federer in the semi-final. The 21-year-old has been highlighted by aficionados as the next big name in men's tennis, and this victory may be only the first of many. This event brings to an end the 2018 tennis tour, but it won't be long before the next season gets going, with various tournaments on the other side of the world leading up to the Australian Open at the end of January. 2018 ends with only two Brits in the top 100 male players. Kyle Edmund ranked 14th in the world, Cameron Norrie at 84th. Then a long gap down to Dan Evans trying to recover his reputation following a drugs ban, just creeping into the top 200 at number 198. Hopefully, next year we'll see Andy Murray return to full-time action and regain his rightful place among the top 10. England's cricketers took an unassailable 2-0 lead in the best-of-three test match series against Sri Lanka with a close but deserved win on the fifth and final morning of the second test last Sunday. After the respective first innings, Sri Lanka held a 43-run lead, and some commentators felt that even that small margin could prove decisive on a wicket where spin bowling holds the key. But when they batted a second time, England, inspired by a century from skipper Joe Root and an unbeaten 65 from wicketkeeper Foulkes, who had himself made 100 on his debut for the side in the previous test match, set the home nation a target of exactly 300 runs to win the match. In the end, that proved too great a task, but Sri Lanka battled gamely and an England victory was by no means assured. Spin bowling was again the key, 5 wickets for Leach, 4 for Worcestershire's Moeen Ali, and in the end England won by 57 runs to clinch the series. And the third and final match of the series starts in the next few days. Now for this week's unusual sport, curling. The European Championships are taking place this week in Tallinn, Estonia, where Great Britain are represented, as always, by Scotland. These championships take place every winter, and in 2017, the Scots won the women's event. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that that will be repeated this time. After 6 matches, they have won 3 and lost 3. Perhaps the men's team, however, can do better. They have won 6 out of 7. Their only loss, a rather surprising one, against Russia, who had lost every one of their other games except one. Each country plays a total of 9 matches against the other European teams, and the top 4 then play off in 2 semi-final matches and then the final. Our men look on course to be one of those final 4 teams. At the moment, only Sweden, unbeaten after 7 matches, have a better record. I'll tell you next time how it all works out, but that's all we have from the sports desk this week, and so I will be back with you next week, but until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.